This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, welcome on into our July 18th Friday edition of Sports Talk. We're just a couple days away from Saints training camp kicking off. The players will be reporting on Tuesday, and we'll have a press conference from Mickey Loomis. And then Wednesday, we are out and about with the fans in attendance. Looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Hopefully all the players are there.
Well, the one that we have to worry about right now is definitely the rookie quarterback in Tyler Shough, but we've gotten some interesting developments the last couple of days. Those second-round picks have started signing. And now, as we look at things, just pick number 36 and
38
ahead of Shough at number 40 remain unsigned. So
yeah, and
it seems
and the important
like that fully
thing,
guaranteed deal is going to happen.
Well, that's the important detail is that all of those picks have signed fully guaranteed contracts. Now, the players after Tyler Shough, including Mason Taylor at number 42 overall, Tyler Shough was number 40, did not sign guaranteed contracts. So the Saints end
fully
up
guaranteed.
Yes, fully guaranteed. They were talking about like 91%, right. 95%. So effectively guaranteed, but whatever. So the Saints kind of have to become like, yeah, okay, either we do it or we don't. Because, yeah, like you mentioned, pick number 33, 34, 35, 37, and 39 all signed fully guaranteed
100%.
Deals. The only ones who have not are, ironically, the Browns, who were the first team to start this all off with Carson Schwechinger. They have Quinshon Judkins in there at number 36, but Quinshon Judkins is dealing with legal problems. Let's leave it at that.
Right.
And so that's kind of more complicated. And then at 38, you have Travion Henderson of the Patriots. But, you know, I kind of look at it like, hey, you know, you don't want to be the team that sets the precedent. Right. Like if three teams ahead of you had said no and you had agreed to it early, then it would have become like you're the team that set the precedent that like, hey, players at number 40 overall should be expecting a fully guaranteed deal. All the other teams have let you off the hook at this point if you're the Saints. Right.
You don't have to worry
about that. Like five teams ahead of you have already set that precedent and not fought it. At this point, you're dealing with a quarterback. You're dealing with a guy you just wanted to get into camp. Just give him the deal. Right? The teams behind you have already laid the groundwork for there's a cutoff point. You don't have to be that team. You're the team with the quarterback who really wants that guy in there and not to have any drama. Like he's getting his fully guaranteed deal at this point. Like I there's no doubt in my mind. It's just going to be a question of when that news comes across.
Yeah, so if you're going to blame anyone, like you said, blame the Browns for, you know, Schwechinger giving him a 100% guaranteed deal.
Well, I think technically Nick Caserio, the Browns were kind of a product of the environment, because I think Nick Caserio did it first, and the Texans, with Jaden Higgins in the number 33 pick. And once Jaden Higgins got that deal, the Browns didn't have a leg to stand on with Carson Schwechinger. And it's similar for the Saints. Like, you didn't want to jump ahead of the number 39 pick and the number 37 right. pick and the number 35 pick, right? But now that those are on the board, you don't have to just do it. Because we're talking about, like, I don't know, 10% of that deal that you're really negotiating. It is really nothing at the end of the day. And, you know, if we get to the point where in year four, Tyler Shuck isn't even on your roster. It was such a massive blunder to take him in the first place. Like, we're not going to be talking about that extra couple of million on the line. We're going to be talking about, like, wow, this was a problem. So, I don't know. I think it has gotten to the point where we should feel like, I'm fully confident he's going to be there. A week ago, I was questioning, okay,
is this going to get done?
If a bunch of these players at the top held out, then I think Tyler would have had pressure on him to hold the line. With all these players getting their deals, there's really no pressure on Tyler. All the pressure is on the Saints to get him in.
Shuck wants to be there. It's obviously the agent going, no, we have to hold out.
He wants to compete for the job.
Right,
just
exactly.
As much as the Saints want him to compete for the job. So I'm glad we've gotten to the point where this conversation is almost behind us. But at least it has given me something to talk about in triple option for the last few weeks. So I'll take it.
No, and the deal with the second round picks, when you get closer to that deadline of players having to report, things get done a lot quicker and the process gets sped up and magically deals come together. And I don't know, like you said though too, with the fact that the pick above you and the pick below you are already slotted in there, it's kind of, you have your basis of what to go off of here.
Yeah, and I mean it's the pick behind doesn't really help because it's not fully guaranteed.
No.
Right? Like if the pick behind had been fully guaranteed, then the Saints,
bing, bang, boom,
you're done. Right? In this case, the Saints still can say, hey, this is where the line stops. I don't think they will. I don't think they're going to try to play hardball here. So we'll see how it goes. But, training camp's on Wednesday. I expect everyone to be there. Everyone's healthy other than Taysom Hill, as far as I'm aware. Like, I think that's the only major injury we're looking at and saying, like, okay, some of these guys like Foster Moreau, Quincy Riley, Dallin Hulker, who didn't get full work, I expect them to be working in some capacity.
We'll see where Jake Haener's at.
Jake Haener, we did see him throwing a little bit toward the end of the mini camp. We saw Quincy Riley on the field toward the end of mini camp. I saw Dallin Hulker running with a trainer, so he's getting close. So I think from a health perspective going into camp, you're about as good of a position you can be.
You mentioning health, though, and unfortunately not good news for the New Orleans Pelicans. One of their first-round picks, and Derek Queen, had surgery to address a wrist injury that he suffered. We're going to talk with Dr. David Elias of 435 Orthopedic Sports Medicine Surgery Specialist to help us break it down, because when I see torn scapulonate ligament in his left wrist, I'm like, what is that?
I agree. I do not know what that means. They could have said a torn ligament in his left wrist.
That's
and
it,
I would have
right.
been like, that sounds bad. But we'll find out. I'm sure he has a much better answer than we will.
You heard Charlie say in the Sports Flash as well that he'll be reevaluated in approximately 12 more weeks. We'll find out an exact timeline of what Dr. Elias thinks will be a recovery time for Queen to get back practicing and when he could return to live action and on the court.
Yeah, 12 weeks, I think, is more indicative of that's when the regular season starts, right? So I don't even know if that's the recovery timeline versus, you're not going to push him back into training camp preseason games, right? So 12 weeks from now would be the middle of October. Last year, the season opener was on October 23rd. So, that's what you're talking. Will he be ready for the regular season or will he miss regular season games? That's the question.
Hanging out here on Sports Talk this Friday. You can chime in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Me, Jeff, and Charlie hanging out with you until 7 o'clock. 504-260-1870. Coming back with more right after this on WWL. Who dat? Well, as we get ready for the heart of the hurricane season, everybody worries about losing power. WWL wants to ease those concerns. That's why we teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking a Generac GP6500 portable generator, total value almost $1,000, folks. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on, and WWL Louisiana Official Emergency Management Station. Back here on Sports Talk, we're talking a lot about the Saints and getting a deal done, hopefully soon, with Tyler Shuck, now that some of these other second-round picks ahead of him are slotted in. Just two picks ahead of number 40 remain unsigned. So we'll see what the Saints do there. I'm sure, the contingent from the front office could be on the phone right now with Shuck's agent, trying to get things done, as we know players are going to be reporting soon for camp and the first practice on Wednesday. You want to see this QB competition in full throttle mode right off the bat. It would be really disheartening to see, day one of practice, you know, the media's out there, the fans are out there all excited about this QB competition we've talked about, and your second-round pick has no deal yet, so he's not on the field.
Yeah, I'm no longer concerned about that. Like, it was concerning when no picks had signed.
No, right.
Seriously,
it's all trickled in now, right?
Right. Like, once the picks ahead of him are going to be there, he'll be there. Right. The only issue would be if it was kind of this mass holdout where everyone was, you know, trying to, like, a picket line, right? Whereas, like, once that's no longer an issue, I'm not concerned about it. And we can start talking about something else, in my opinion. Like, I genuinely don't think it's going to be a part of the conversation. It would be senseless to allow it to turn into a holdout at this point. Because, again, you're not negotiating the value of that contract. The contract is what it's worth. It's like $10.7 million over 4 years. So I don't know. And the question now should be about, okay, what's the quarterback competition going to look like? Is it going to be kind of even footing for all three guys? And obviously Hunter Deckers is in the conversation too, somewhere off in the distance. He's not in the quarterback competition.
Yeah.
How many reps is he going to get? But for Rattler, for Haener, and for Shuck,
how do you divvy up the reps?
Are you truly going to have a three-way quarterback competition? Because there's not that many reps. There's not that many practices. If you're not actually considering that third guy to be the starter, and you're just kind of trying to, you know, grease their wheels and make them not feel like they're just being left out, there's no justification to do that unless you are seriously considering it. So is that going to be the case? If you have 12 reps, is it going to go 4 for Rattler, 4 for Shuck, 4 for Haener? If you have 20 reps, are you going to do 5-5-5 or 8-8-8? Whatever, I don't know. The math is
math
not
hurts
my thing.
Today.
But that's my point. Is like, how are you going to split it up? Because I think to start, you probably are going to do that. And then it's like, okay, how long are you going to ride that out? How long are you going to? Because you cannot start three quarterbacks. You can only start one. At some point, you've got to pick one and say, this is the guy that's going to get all the reps.
Oh, we got three preseason games. We'll just start one quarterback in each of them.
Oof.
No, that'll be rough.
Sounds like a nightmare. I think by the second preseason game, we'll have a very good idea of who that is. Right, I think that's where you'd want to make a decision is after that second preseason game so that you can ride out that final week. Because remember, it's an off week before the start of the regular season. It's not like you get those five practices. You know, like you could have made a decision by that point, and you can do classroom stuff, and you can have them work it on their own, but it's not really a practice week. The timeline of this whole thing is going to be fascinating because we haven't really seen it. We saw the Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston quarterback competition, but those were two veterans. Like we knew a lot about those guys before we even went into it. We know virtually nothing about anyone but Rattler, and we don't even know anything about Rattler with an offensive line and weapons. So I don't know. That's it's going to be what we talk about, and they're all going to be there.
We got a ton of NFL talk, especially the NFC South today. 5 o'clock hour, Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champion Saints pregame and postgame analyst, will join us for his training camp preview. Then at 5:30 begins our trip around the division. Rick Stroud covers the Buccaneers and NFL for the Tampa Bay Times, joins us. 6 o'clock hour, it's at Desmond Johnson, leads it off, host of the Believe in Panthers podcast, gives us the latest on the Carolina Kitty Cats then, and we'll close things out with those Dirty Birds. David Archer, Atlanta Falcons radio color analyst, chiming in at 6:30, giving us the latest on the Falcons there. We're going to take a break one right now, though. When we get back, we're going to talk some NBA basketball, the latest with Derek Queen having surgery. Dr. David Elias joining us right after the break. So stay tuned, Pels fans, right after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big news, you can stream this show and WWL Time Shifted podcast on the free Odyssey app. Tune in and now the iHeartRadio app. Listen to the shows you love and the local content you crave when you want and how you want on Odyssey, the TuneIn app, and iHeartRadio apps. Welcome back into Sports Talk along with Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long. I'm Steve Geller. Happy to welcome in Dr. David Elias to the program, an orthopedic sports medicine surgery specialist. Thanks so much for the time, Dr. Elias. How you been doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Definitely appreciate the time. Before we get into some NBA talk with the latest with Derek Queen and the Pelicans, just curious, how did the pro football camp go for you a couple weeks ago?
Oh, it went great. We had it last Friday. Camp went great. The weather held up. We had over 350 kids. And this year we had kids from eight different states. So continues to grow every year. And Coach Rob Ackey at Nichols was in his first year directing the camp. And he and his staff and players, they knocked it out the park. So it was a great day.
Awesome stuff. Looking at the latest with the Pelicans, unfortunately, we know they've dealt with tons of injuries last season, and unfortunately, were bit again in the summer league play. Derek Queen ended up with a wrist injury, and today we got the word that he went surgery to address a torn scapulin ligament in his left wrist. Looking at the word, I'm sure I just butchered it right there. Could you just tell us more about the procedure and what exactly it entails for Queen going forward now?
Yeah, those can be tricky injuries. There's eight bones in the wrist, and they're all connected to each other by ligaments. Well, he probably had a hyperextension or hyperflexion injury, and a lot of times you can tear the ligament, and the most common one is it's between the bone, the scaphoid and the lunate. So it's called a scapholunate sprain, and you know, just like any ligament sprain, you can have different degrees, mild, moderate, severe. Typically, the mild ones, you can just treat conservative in a cast. Still takes a while to heal, but if he had surgery, that means he had probably some significant instability between the two bones. So surgery to address it basically connects the ligament back together with anchors and little tiny anchors and sutures, and yeah, he'll probably be in a cast for, I would say, about a month after surgery. And then after that, they'll probably get him out of it and, you know, slowly start rehab to regain his motion and his strength in the wrist.
Yeah, and so I mean, the rehab process, obviously, that's you're not looking at his injury in person, but you know, what would you say that rehab process would be like? Is it a situation where you might be able to get some work done protecting that wrist, or would you kind of have to just wait it out until it's kind of fully healed before you do any kind of weight-bearing stuff?
I mean, typically after surgery, they probably have him in a cast or a hard splint, and they don't want him moving so that the ligament can start healing back to the bone. And then, depending on the severity, they'll probably get him with some gentle wrist motion starting 4 to 6 weeks after surgery. And, you know, it takes about 3 months for that ligament to heal and then regain his strength. And so it's not a super quick recovery. A lot of it is just waiting. But once it heals, you know, there's not a lot to – as long as he gets his motion back, you know, he'll make a full recovery.
So when they say they're going to reevaluate him in 12 weeks, that would be what you would guess is kind of the standard timetable for this type of surgery?
Exactly. I mean, to return to play, I think 12 weeks would be a good average to tell your athletes. And then, you know, like I say, everybody's different. If you get post-op stiffness, that can extend it a little bit. If he gets all his motion back and everything heals good, then I'd imagine they would probably speed his process up by week 12.
I was going to ask, if, you know, suffering a tear with this ligament, is there, you know, danger in the future of it being weakened, or can it bounce back pretty good?
I mean, if he heals the ligament and it maintains the stability that it had before he tore it, he should make a full recovery. But, you know, these just like all athletic injuries, the degree of the injury and the damage does predict, you know, how people do long term. But I would suspect he should make a full recovery from it.
Doctor, I definitely appreciate you taking the time and joining us on short notice. Dr. David Elias, the orthopedic sports medicine surgery specialist, thanks so much for your time today and giving us a little insights on the latest with Derek Queen.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Dr. Elias joining us there. And like he's just saying, you know, after recovering from this injury, hopefully all goes well and it should be on track to maybe be ready for the regular season. I know it's tough.
Well, you know, in that conversation, I became less confident that he was going to be ready for the regular season. And that's only because, you know, when you hear from Dr. Elias and he says, hey, in 12 weeks, you'll start working on some of this stuff, right? Like, yes, you may be ahead of schedule and that might change things. He's a young guy. Maybe he recovers
a little
faster.
He can still run and keep in condition.
He can stay in shape.
Yeah.
Right. But anyone who's played basketball will tell you, like, there's a difference between being in shape and being in basketball shape.
I get it. Right.
Like, the only way to be in basketball shape is by playing basketball. So, you know, I would be, you know, based on that conversation, I would be surprised if he's out there
even
for
though
the
left
regular season
not
opener.
A shooting hand.
Yeah. I mean, I think that will probably make it a little easier for him to work his way back and not be rusty.
Yeah.
But I don't think, and here's the thing, you're talking about a rookie, you're not going to push anything with him.
No, I get that.
Like, if it's the difference between him being there on game one or being there on game 10, I think I think the Pelicans are going to want to play it safe. But yeah, I mean, when you're dealing with a ligament and you have surgery, it's never a simple process, right? Like ligaments are not meant to tear. You know, they don't recover on their own. You have to fix them. So we'll see. But yeah, it's a bummer that you're dealing with this. Thankfully, he's not the only rookie, so we can still talk about a rookie in Jeremiah Fears. But no, I mean, this is a high-pressure pick for the Pelicans. And that's just the reality when you give up assets to move up and pick a guy. We saw it for 4 years with Marcus Davenport. Like, every time Marcus Davenport got hurt, it felt like, wow, you gave up so many assets to get this guy.
Oh, you're right.
And he just has not delivered. And that's, like it or not, that's where you are with Derek Queen. So every game he misses, it's just going to ramp up that meter a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And then the pressure on him to perform when he comes back is going to be a lot higher. So we'll see. Like, I really like Derek Queen. I think what we saw from him at the Summer League was encouraging.
For sure.
There was some difficulties. There was too many turnovers. He got sped up a little bit. But, I mean, this is a guy who averaged 14 points, 11 rebounds. He averaged a double-double in 27 minutes, right? Like, he is what you were looking for. So, and I don't think this injury is going to change anything for him. It's just going to kind of narrow that runway you have to get him out there. And frankly, I don't know how much he was going to play right away with Yves Missi, Kevon Looney, Zion. Like, you have a pretty stacked lineup of bigs already. And it's just going to be a little bit slower to work into that rotation. Keep in mind, Willie Green doesn't really like to play rookies to begin with, right? Like, Willie Green has never been a guy that just throws minutes at rookies just to get them on the floor. So I don't know how different it's going to be. It's just a bummer to have to deal with it at all.
Yeah, we don't want the rash of injuries for the Pels to be starting up. Please, no.
Right. You think you could at least get to the season before the players start to get hurt. No.
We do have a game tonight, the final action of Summer League for the Pels. Looking for their first win, too, of Summer League play. They will be taking on the Indiana Pacers. That is an 8 o'clock tip-off in Las Vegas. You can see that, actually. I'm seeing we'll be on ESPN this evening. So that's something to watch tonight if you got nothing else to do. We'll see if Jeremiah fears they put him back out there in action, or they kind of, you know, wrap him in bubble wrap, getting him ready for training camp.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be able to stomach it if both top rookies go
you
down.
I feel, but like, obviously the kid needs work.
No,
it's valuable time. You know, it doesn't mean anything. You know, we know it's standings and in the long run, but just to get that experience on the court is valuable.
You can't protect a guy from basketball, right?
No,
like,
exactly.
He's got to play basketball. But no, and I think he's an 18-year-old kid. You need to get him the reps.
You mentioned turnovers. That's been a huge part of this Pels team this summer league.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just summer league, right? Like, you're not installing any complex offense. You're not really running sets. It's kind of just go out there and do your thing, read and react. It's like an Alvin Gentry offense. But yeah, shots fired. Oh, man. But no, so I'm still excited about Jeremiah Fears. Like, I think he was always going to be the gem of this draft class. And because of the trade, we almost talk about Derek Queen more than we've been talking about Jeremiah Fears. But he's the guy that is going to make this engine go. Like, I think he's going to get minutes right away in this rotation, because Jordan Poole is not a lead guard. He's just not. Like, he's a scoring guy. He's probably best suited as a sixth man off the bench, Jordan Poole. I don't want him to be, like, you won't like the offense you watch if Jordan Poole is your ball dominant point guard. You will get so frustrated and be like, why did you take that shot? That's just Jordan Poole in a nutshell. Like, you want him to play off the ball. You want him to be kind of a instant offense type player. And you can do that if you have a ball dominant guard. It's not dissimilar to CJ McCollum. Like, this Pelicans are a much better team when they could let CJ McCollum play off the ball, not be that initiator. So it's going to be an interesting rotation because DeJounte Murray is not going to be out there. So you're going to have some combination of Jordan Poole, Jose Alvarado, Jeremiah Fears, and whoever else.
That was my question, too. It's like, how much do we see them throwing Jeremiah Fears as that guy to begin with?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think you're going to see it a good bit. Now, is he going to start? I don't know. I think, but you're going to see rotational minutes with him as the lead point guard, probably more so than you would expect out of a Willie Green team, in my opinion, as long as DeJounte Murray's out, which should be, I don't know, a majority of this season,
right?
With the torn Achilles.
It's unfortunate, like, all of a sudden these rash of Achilles injuries have, like, decimated players around the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, Achilles injuries have been around for a while.
It just seems like we've had a bulk of them.
And mostly players that wear number zero, it seems, with Damian Lillard and Jason Tatum, and there was one other, obviously DeJounte, and there's one I'm Tyrese Haliburton. Yeah, that's the other one, right? And so, yeah, I mean, it's crazy that they've all happened in such quick succession. But, I mean, DeMarcus Cousins' career basically ended with a torn Achilles. Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles. Rajon Rondo tore his Achilles. Like, it's been happening. It's just, it does seem like a more basketball-geared injury. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, we've seen, like, Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles. Like, it happens in football, too. But you think it just happens a lot more in basketball.
You mentioned Lillard. What'd you think about Dame heading back to Portland?
He's going back to the grind, baby. Can't run from the grind.
I saw him, like, tweeting out, Rip City!
Yeah, but it's weird because he's not going to play this year.
No, so exactly.
He's just going to hang around for a year. I don't know. Like, it's where he should have never left. I mean, it clearly didn't work out for him in Milwaukee.
A couple years in Milwaukee, yeah.
Even under the best of circumstances. So, no, I mean, hopefully he can get back. Like, I love Dame. Dame's a great player. He's so much fun to watch. I think he's still, like, nobody in basketball got hotter at, like, throughout the course of a game than Damian Lillard. Like, he would just have stretches where, you know, you'd play like NBA Jam and it'd be like, he's on fire! And you would, it's like impossible to miss. That's what Damian Lillard was like. Like, once he hit like 2 to 3 shots in a row, you're just like, send three guys at him.
Exactly.
Either you get the ball out of his hand or the ball's going through the hoop. There was some games against the Pelicans, man, that like, they would be, there was one, they were up like 10 in the last 2.5 minutes and it was just like, oh, but Dame's there. So they're in trouble. Like, unless it was the playoffs, that one playoff series didn't go their way. But
no, that was, you know, the last time I think the Pels won a playoff series, right?
It was. They swept them.
That was pretty impressive. Hopefully we can get back to the Pels in the postseason. It's been way too long.
That was the year DeMarcus Cousins tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
Because that was a really fun team, and I thought they had a really good chance to make some noise in the playoffs. They ended up winning like 10 games in a row down the stretch and making the playoffs anyway with Anthony Davis, Jrue Holiday. Rajon Rondo was on that team. They lost to the Warriors in the second round of the playoffs. But like, that's the bummer about that injury for Boogie, is like, I felt like you were kind of like, Boogie was always kind of a head case.
Yeah, right. And it was, everybody was like, oh my God, New Orleans is going to be a train wreck over
and
here.
It felt like he kind of turned a corner. It felt like he hit, the injury happened on a play where he missed a free throw and made a hustle play to chase down the rebound. Like, that's when he got hurt. Like, he was doing all the right things. And then, you know, sports is cruel, man.
Well, folks, we're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. I want to remind you, if you love hunting, fishing, don't miss Don Dubuque early Saturday morning here on WWL. Don, the outdoors guy who spent decades fishing and hunting the woods, swamps, marshes, and bayous of southeast Louisiana. Catch Louisiana's great outdoors with Don Dubuque tomorrow and every Saturday morning. That's 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. right here on WWL. Taking a break on Sports Talk. We'll return right after this on WWL Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on Sports Talk, looking at some of the stuff going on social media. Maybe Tyler Shuck is close to signing that deal. See him had a sit down with John Gruden recently. That got posted online. Well, I guess in that next break, maybe get a chance to listen to it and find out what they're talking about. But man, oh man, you see Gruden getting all these packages from different teams and NFL and colleges. It's like, where does he put all this swag that he gets?
He must have some kind of like storage unit.
Or just a room, I would imagine, with all that stuff.
He's getting a lot of it. Every time someone sits down, he's got a different shirt on or a different like logo on his chest. So, yeah, good for him, I guess.
Yeah, see, in here we can watch the full interview. John Gruden, Tyler Shuck is posted on YouTube.
It's about 18 minutes long.
Okay. We'll have to definitely check that out because any kind of news with the Saints is, you know, we want to get on top of here. Curious to see what he had to say. Did you happen to see Shuck's interview when he sat down with the St. Brown brothers? That was a couple weeks ago.
I did. You know, he threw Equanimeous under the bus a little bit for his bad,
maybe that's why you're not on the team anymore.
Bad food takes. Yeah, I mean, at this point, you're just kind of hearing a lot of the same things. You know, it's hey, I've had a long journey, and, you know, I feel like I'm in a really good position to compete for the job, and yada, yada, yada. I'm ready to watch it happen.
I did think it was pretty petty for Equanimeous to, you know, say the food was average or mid here.
Yeah, he's just owning it. He's owning his take. It's not a good take, but it's his take, so he can have it.
It was very weak.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't think he's on any NFL squad right now.
No, and I mean, did he play? I don't think he played last year. He may have come up for one game and gotten in, but then they were like, actually, Kevin Austin, we prefer you.
I was going to say, with all the injuries, he still couldn't get in.
Still couldn't get into, couldn't crack the rotation. So, good for him.
Definitely the St. Brown brothers seem to have some kind of air about them.
Yeah, they have
a little bit of an attitude.
They have a lot of personality. The funniest thing I heard was, so Amon-Ra St. Brown's number is 14.
I saw that from the Netflix show.
Yeah, and so it was supposed to be, like, he went in the fourth round, I think, and he asked his girlfriend to count the number of wide receivers who went ahead of him, and
she picked the wrong number.
He was going to use that as his number, and she told him it was 14, so he picked 14. The problem is it was actually 16, so now the number is meaningless.
Which is a good thing, though, because I think that's Jared Goff's number, right?
Sure. I mean, he would probably have to figure something out.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He picked 14. It's a good number. 14's a good wide receiver number. I don't think anyone's complaining about 14. 13 for a while was the cool wide receiver number, you know, like Odell Beckham Jr. and Mike Thomas.
Mike T.
Yeah. And then they gave it to Equanimeous and it lost all of its.
He's been awfully quiet this offseason.
Mike Thomas?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've lost track.
I'm not getting any random rap quotes out there.
Occasionally, we'll get a text saying, "Why don't they bring Mike Thomas back?" I don't know because
why doesn't any team bring Mike Thomas
2 years? Yeah, because I don't know. You could ask a lot of teams that question. When he does come back, he will be suspended for one game. Don't ever forget that detail.
That's right.
From the throwing incident or the whatever you want to call it, the cinder block or
a brick, whatever it was, with the contractors.
It was a brick. It was like a clay brick. Weird times. Weird times.
Unreal, yeah. And well, hopefully this year we get
that was
some.
Two seasons ago,
yeah. It seems like a lifetime.
It does.
Hopefully this year the Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed can stay on the field, and then Brandon Cooks can be a nice compliment because I know the Saints wide receiver room gets a lot of heat directed towards it, but they definitely got speed. That's definitely one thing for sure with this squad. Looking forward to see it on display. We just need him to stay healthy. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we return after the top of the hour news, Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champion, Saints pregame and postgame analyst, will join us as he previews Black and Gold training camp coming up next week. Be back after this, folks. Stay tuned on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.